You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome, everybody, to Hamtramck Now and Then, the podcast of the Hamtramck Historical Museum. This program is being done in cooperation with Podcast Detroit and is the first of a series, an ongoing series that we're going to be doing from now on a weekly basis, from the Hamtramck Historical Museum to talk about Hamtramck and the history of Hamtramck and the events that shaped Hamtramck and where we're going for the future and a lot of things in between, too. I'm here with Joe Koschut, who is the chairman of the board of the Friends of Historical Hamtramck. And Joe, give me your impressions of where do you think we're going with this?
Thanks, Greg. I feel that this podcast, my outlook on it anyway, what I want to get from it is to gather oral histories and just stories and people's opinions and to hope to reach a wider audience. And that's kind of where I see it going. And, you know, I hope people will check us out, and I hope that we can gather information.
Hamtramck has got a wonderful history. It's really, really amazing. And the more you study it, the more you find many, many fascinating things. We're going to be exploring that in the weeks and months ahead as we go forward. And we're also going to have a variety of guests that bring a different, a wide range of perspectives to the city and all of its aspects, too. I kind of feel like we're standing in front of a big, wide-open, empty field that's going to be growing things as we go forward into the season and see all the different areas that we can explore. Where our plans are to have writers, to have photographers, to have people who are experts in certain areas like transportation and historical preservation, all variety of things. Joe and I have been going through a list of potential guests, and one of the things we immediately found is that we've got a huge resource in front of us. There's so many talented people in this city, so many people who are involved in so many different things that almost mind-boggling of how much we can explore on this program. And as we move forward, we are going at some point to get into the video aspect of it. Joe, I think you probably know more about that than I do.
Yeah. Once we get stuff off the ground, we would like to get video going. So when we do have guests on that that need to show photos or things of that nature, we'd be able to do that with video and even having multiple people on at a time, because right now we are really only limited to four to four guests, two guests actually, with four including us. Mm-hmm. But once we get to do video, we can have more people on and, you know, as I said, show photos and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it would be great. But I did want to mention the different guests that we will be having on. We think it's important to have a variety of people on. We want to get all people from throughout the community, from different religions and backgrounds and that kind of thing. We'd love to get sort of their view on the city and the where they came from, if they were born here, if they were born in a different country, what it was like when they came here. So we're really looking forward to that, and we hope people enjoy it, and we hope that that we can get as many people on as possible.
Absolutely. And you know, Hamtramck is now the most diverse city in Michigan. It is one of the most diverse cities in the country, and it in fact is one of the most diverse cities in the world, as we're coming to learn. A lot of people don't realize it, but we routinely get officials and journalists from other countries who come to Hamtramck to study. They want to know, how is it that Christians and Muslims here live side by side black and white, live side by side, and everybody gets along. Everybody goes peacefully. A lot of the countries they come from, they're not used to this kind of thing. They're, you know, not a lot of people emigrated to Finland in the past, but now that kind of thing is happening. And we had a group from Finland come to Hamtramck. A few weeks ago, we had some journalists from France who came here, which, and they did a report on that for Paris Television. I actually had a representative from the Straits Times, a newspaper, and the Straits being the Straits of Malaya. We've also had Japanese journalists here and Korean. So there's a lot of interest in what's happening around in Hamtramck by people all around the world. We have a lot to talk about. We have a lot to show them. We have a lot to say. And plus, we, you know, it, this all ties into the incredible history of Hamtramck, which goes so far back. A lot of people don't realize that Hamtramck was once much, much larger than Detroit. And it goes back to 1798. And we once went down to the Detroit River. We stretched down that far. We'll explore those kind of things. In fact, we literally, sometimes Joe and I go exploring.
Yep.
Looking for things around what used to be Hamtramck Township, which was a vast area that stretched all the way from the Detroit River to 8 Mile Road and Woodward Avenue through the Grosse Pointes. And there are still remnants of that. You can find little hints of the past that are still there that we go and check out.
Yep. And there, yeah, there's actually quite a bit that people probably don't even notice or mm-hmm. pay attention to, you know, just driving down, you know, Gratiot or
right.
or Mack or Jefferson, mm-hmm. you know, anywhere throughout the city, really. There's just, like you said, little remnants of mm-hmm. of Hamtramck and Hamtramck Township. And yeah, it's fascinating, you know, just driving around and kind of gathering history as you drive.
And we find a lot of things in Hamtramck itself and within the borders of the city today. There you'll find a lot of things that people go by and they don't even notice. A lot of the things like buildings that have carved stones at the top and architectural details. There's a lot of great architecture represented in Hamtramck. Hamtramck has got an incredible housing stock. People don't tend to realize that, too. You can find all kinds of houses, housing styles in Hamtramck, ranging from bungalows to Federalist-style homes and from colonials to National-style and many, many more. All of these things are here right in front of us, right in our neighborhood. And they're there for us to look at and to discover. And we're going to bring all of that stuff forward, as well as the human stories of all the different people who are here, too.
Yeah, and touching on the you know, the buildings and the details of buildings and architecture, there are some buildings in town that used to be theaters or grocery stores mm-hmm. or just, you know, any sort of business that, you know, some people here may not even know about. So, you know, that's also another thing, you know, on here that that we can give to people. You know, if someone wants to know what a specific building was at a certain time, you know, we could also, you know, get questions and answer questions on
Absolutely.
Here as well. So that's also another aspect of this. That's a great thing. So,
and we also, I want to keep you informed of what's happening at the Hamtramck Historical Museum. This in itself is a major, major topic. We are very proud of the museum and the progress that we have been making. We opened our doors in 2013, and it was quite a different story back then. We were moved into this building on Joseph Campbell, at 9525 Joseph Campbell. Keep that in mind. And yeah, we'll be repeating that quite a bit more.
Yep.
And it was a wonderful, it is a wonderful building. It was a wonderful building, but it had a lot of problems. And we have steadily been improving the building and modernizing it and making it more attractive and more useful as a museum. That's physically what we've been doing. We've also been doing some really exciting things in terms of programming and different kinds of programming. We've done programming for the general public. A lot of that is suspended now, obviously, because of the COVID pandemic, but we will be resuming that. And those are very popular. We want to get back to doing our Hudson's at Christmas program and so many of the other PowerPoint presentations and dinner programs that we have done over time. And that's one exciting aspect, and that's a really a fun aspect of things that we do here as well, too. But we also do a lot of professional work, too. We're working with the Hamtramck Public Schools right now in developing a curriculum on history and art in the schools, in Hamtramck that we can present in the schools. Joe has been working very hard on the History Day program. And Joe, yep. Why don't you give a little rundown of that?
Yeah, so that is actually a National History Day event where students from throughout the country take a certain subject or a certain theme that the History Day coordinators come up with, and you know, like this year, I believe it's communication. And I'm actually going to be judging this weekend, so I've got stuff to actually look into. So it's students from throughout the country, from different schools, and you know, from the schools they go to districts, and then from districts to states, and then states to nationals. I'm not sure exactly how many kids we had in nationals last year from Michigan, yeah. But yeah, it's great, and it's really awesome to see some of these projects that these kids put together. Some of them are just kind of mind-blowing, actually. Last year, at one of the events that I judged, there was someone who made a jukebox out of I believe cardboard and wood, and it was made into like a record player their project was on Motown. Mm-hmm. So they did that, and then they had records on the side of it, and you could push a button and it would play the song. So, I mean, just seeing some of the creativity too from the students and just the things that they do, it's pretty incredible. I think it's great, and I'm looking forward to doing it. So,
and it's so encouraging too, yeah. When you see the kids or what they're doing and what they're capable of doing. I've been pretty amazed, frankly, at some of the things that I've seen happening in the school district here. Just to give you a little anecdote, I was invited once, not too long ago, to do a presentation at Talbeda School to a group of middle schoolers, and it was a mixed group. And the idea was to give them a history of Hamtramck, and it was going to be an hour program. We never really got into the story of the history of Hamtramck because it turned almost immediately into a Q&A session. And the kids, these are middle schoolers. We're talking 12, 13-year-olds. And they were so bright, so sharp, so asking such really, really pointed questions and really on top of things that it turned into a wonderful exchange. I didn't just stand there and talk at kids. That's the worst thing you can do in education. When you can relate to them and they relate to you and you get involved with each other, it turns into an experience. And before we knew it, our hour was over. But I think we accomplished so much more and that Q&A that we could have ever done with a straightforward lecture. Yeah. But again, I just like to stress on how impressive it was to hear these kids ask these really, really good questions and get into good exchanges. So yeah.
Didn't the students from that class actually come in that weekend after yes. you had spoke and they were coming in to do, what was it, a documentary or something?
They wanted to come in. We have the coming to Hamtramck mural in the museum. That's a 147-foot mural done by artist Dennis Orlowski that depicts the major immigrant groups who have come to Hamtramck over the centuries. The kids, we had discussed that as part of our presentation, and the kids, a group of them came in on that. The presentation was on Friday. The kids came in the next day with little, you know, phone cameras and did their little mini documentary that they were going to take back and show to their family. And I thought, boy, did we really accomplish something good with that one. We yeah. really hit a home run, I felt, with that. To have them come in on their own on Saturday to do this project.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's great to see. Mm-hmm. You know, with students and just, you know, kids especially just kind of taking the initiative to, to come in and kind of explore and do a work on a documentary, especially that's awesome. So,
yeah. And that shows you too. I mean, look at the, you know, the different aspects of the things that we have in Hamtramck, the, that we can explore as we go forward, because this is all part of Hamtramck's history. One thing I like to stress is that over the years, Hamtramck has not done a good job of preserving its history. In fact, there was a long time movement, to bury Hamtramck's history that went on for after the period of prohibition and when there was so much corruption in the city, and nobody wanted to talk about it. And you couldn't even get information about the old days in Hamtramck. And I was once, when I worked for the Citizen newspaper, I was going to do a series on the history of Hamtramck, and I was very much discouraged by the people in the city officials at that time who said, we really don't want to go back there and revisit that. And it was unfortunate because history is history. It is what it is, and there were a lot of great stories there. And not all of them were bad. There were a lot of great people who came from Hamtramck over the years, and people like Maurice Keyworth, the great educator. And we had a lot of great actors and actresses who came out of Hamtramck, and entertainers and scientists and all kinds of people here.
Athletes,
wonderful athletes. Yeah, we had some fabulous ones. And we still, I'm sure, are producing them now. You know, they just have to get into it and age a little bit as they go forward.
Yeah, actually, you mentioning the great athletes right now, I believe it was the Cosmos boys and girls team, basketball teams, actually just beat River Rouge, who I believe is third in the state. Their basketball team is third in the state. So that goes to show you the athletes we have here now. So,
it's still here, And there's a lot of other things going on in town that people aren't aware of. We're working on projects with other groups to do some restoring some things at the park, and to put up a special monument at the park for Colonel Hamtramck. These are things that are in the works. And it's wonderful to see, too, because they involve people to a large extent who aren't in Hamtramck. They are former Hamtramckans or had ties to Hamtramck, but still have a great interest in the city. And as we found with the museum, there are a lot of people all over the country who are still very, very interested in Hamtramck. They have roots here. They come back here. They're members of our friends support group here. We have friends. I'm putting together a list now for our board of the different states that our friends members live in. And it ranges from California to Nevada to Tennessee to New York and Ohio and Pennsylvania and all over the country. So there's still a lot of good feelings for this town.
Oh yeah. Yeah. People all over the place. I'm sure you could probably go to every state and find someone who knows Hamtramck or has some sort of Hamtramck connection. I think a lot of it has to do with the auto industry.
Yep.
You know, especially the Dodge factory, which was here. So it's really interesting to go somewhere else and mention Hamtramck, and people say, oh, well, you know, it's kind of interesting. My grandfather or my parents or, you know, just someone in their family had lived in Hamtramck. So Hamtramck has its own little reputation and, you know, throughout the country. It's really a cool thing to see. And, you know, as we said earlier, you have people coming from other countries who are coming here to study the diversity here. And, you know, like, the fact that our little 2.1 square mile city, you know, is of interest to somebody from Finland or France, you know, is really, really kind of fascinating.
Our reputation, and this is a good side of our reputation, is literally spreading around the world. And we want to see where this goes. We want to propel this forward too. And so we're doing a lot at the museum. And once we get through this pandemic, we'll be able to do more publicly, public programs and things like that. But the pandemic itself has really not slowed us down. And just, in addition to that, we're doing a lot of renovations to this building, and we're continuing onward with that forward too. And we want to be recognized. It is our goal to be recognized as a national quality museum. And we maintain very high professional standards here. We follow all the rules, the advice, the proper procedures that are recommended by the various historical associations. And we're really, really serious about what we're doing here. And I think we're accomplishing a lot.
Yeah. Well, and we always talk about too, we try to do things a little bit differently here.
Yep.
You know, it's great what other museums do, but we always try to take the norm and sort of put our spin on it. And, we think it's a good thing to do. To kind of carve out your own little niche and your own little path,
So our unofficial motto is we're different.
Yeah.
And I think we demonstrate that because a lot of community museums, they exist but they put things in cases and people walk by them and they don't know. They don't really care what they're seeing and they walk out the front door and they forget what they saw a few minutes later. Our displays are structured a little bit differently. They're challenging. They ask you, what do you think? Why do you think this is important? Why does this matter? Why should it matter? We want you to become involved and to recognize what a wonderful history we have and what we can learn from it. That's really critical. There is so much, and that's one of the things I really want to see us explore in the future. We're working on a series of programs on how did we get here? How did Hamtramck become, what it is today? What are the forces that shaped it? And where are we going? Where are we going to be 50 years from now, 100 years from now? And you have to think in those kind of terms, and even in chunks of time that large. And it's really a fascinating journey that we're going on. And I think this is going to be a good start. And we got a long ways to go, but it's going to be a lot of fun along the way.
Yeah. And, you were mentioning, what things are going to look like in 100 years. I mean, our 100-year anniversary for the city is coming up next year. Mm-hmm. And, the city has changed a lot since then, since 1922.
Yeah.
And even since it was a village when it was incorporated in 1901. So, the city will continue to change, but, people always wonder, well, what's going to happen with the city? We firmly believe that the city will always be around some form or another.
Yep.
I like to say we're a scrappy little town.
Yes.
I would say to those that worry where the city is going to go and what's going to mm-hmm. happen, don't worry.
We're going to get there. Yeah. Wherever we're going, we are going to get there.
One way or another.
One way or another. And we're going to have some fun along the way with this, too. Hamtramck is a very, how do we put it, colorful town, lively town?
I say we are our own little oasis.
A little oasis. Okay. Yep. That's one way of looking at it.
Yeah, we are completely surrounded by Detroit,
right?
But Hamtramck has its own charm.
Its own, I like that. Very good. And we'll look into that too. All the good, fun things that go on in Hamtramck too.
Yep.
Hamtramck has always known how to have a good time.
Yep.
No matter what, no matter what rough times we've been through, we always found a way to have fun.
Yep.
And it's been a little rocky sometimes, but nevertheless, we made it. Yep.
And even you mentioning, Hamtramck always knows how to have fun, even through the mm-hmm. pandemic and having Punchki Day this past week. Mm-hmm. People were still in town. People were still wanting to party despite everything that's going on at the moment. So, mm-hmm. Hamtramck is, to those who don't live in the city, it's kind of their day to come down. And I mean, even people who live in the city, it's mm-hmm. it's kind of a day to get together and party and eat punchki. So, which I guess is the main reason for being in the city at that time.
Absolutely. Truly, yep. truly. So, and we also want to invite, your input too.
Yeah.
You can reach us right now at our email, which is hamtramckhistory@gmail.com. Again, hamtramckhistory@gmail.com. Send us your comments, your suggestions, your ideas. There are a lot of areas we can explore. What do you think? And where should we go with this? And I'm really excited about you know, the slate in front of us, all the things we can do.
Yeah.
But give us some direction too, and give us some feedback, and it's going to be a lot of fun as we go forward.
Yeah. Also, reach us or reach out to us and find us on Facebook at the Hamtramck Correct. Historical Museum and on Instagram. I believe it's at Hamtramck Historical Museum. Mm-hmm. But yeah, reach out to us, and if you want to just stop into the museum and give us your opinions mm-hmm. or you know thoughts or a subject on something that we can explore and talk about, like we're more than willing and more than Absolutely. Open to talk about things. So yeah,
and the museum is open Saturday and Sunday. Saturday 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Sunday 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We can also make special arrangements if you need to during the week. Again, contact us through our social media. And we are in a pandemic, so we do social distancing. We must wear a mask and be respectful of other people as well, too. We are limited. We have suspended most programs at this point and all of our tours, or most of our tours.
Yeah.
But we will be resuming them as soon as possible, and we are really anxious to get going again on them. So
we want to kind of hit the ground running once all the restrictions lift and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we're excited to keep moving along and keep chugging along and to get some stuff done. So
right,
yeah,
cool. And well, this is our first program, so we're still getting used to things ourselves.
Yep.
We've already got our second program lined up. We're going to have Rianne Turchinski, who's an author of a book about Pole Town in Detroit, which has got a lot of connections to Hamtramck. Yeah. And it's a really fascinating story. She'll be on our next program. She did a wonderful interview. It's going to be very cool. And we've got already lining up a slate of other guests to follow her as well, too.
Yep. Yeah. No, I'm the Pole Town book is really interesting, especially for me, since my my dad and my grandparents and family, mm-hmm. you know, came from that area. So, yeah, I'm excited for other people to read that book as well. It's really good.
Yeah, it's really cool. She did a really wonderful job with it. And it's a fascinating story. So, and with that, I think we can wrap up this particular segment, our first segment. So thank you, and we'll be talking to you shortly.
Yeah, yeah, thank you very much, and thank you to Podcast Detroit and to those who are listening, and we hope you continue.